Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm especially happy to tell you that our good friend Ken Blanchard is back on the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ken, and he's back, and we're so happy about that. He's here with a new book called Trust Works, which he co-authored with Cynthia Olmsted and Martha Lawrence. And Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. It's the first part's a parable, folks, and the second part is how to apply what you learned from that parable in your own life. Ken, as I said when I went to the break, the thing that I keep reminding small business owners about is that trust is not only the right thing to do, it's good business. Because Ken, if I can trust you, if you're a business owner and I'm a business owner and I can trust you, then I don't have to go, number one, I don't have to worry about whether you're going to show up and do the right thing. And that's worth something. That's worth money. Yeah. And also, I don't have to go look. I don't have to spend the time to go looking for somebody else to trust. And that's the reason why when somebody lets us down in the marketplace, it hits us twice. It hits us in our heart because we're disappointed, we're let down by somebody. But it also hits us in our pocketbook, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, and that certainly ties right into the whole customer service thing, you know, that's all part of that trust. You know, do they really count on them to go out of their way to give you the best service possible, or are they all about themselves? You know, people who are not trustworthy are really people who are all about themselves, and they could care less about. I think trustworthy people are other directed more than inner directed. It doesn't mean they don't feel good about themselves. I always loved Jim when I worked with Norman Vincent Peale on our book on ethics, which ties in here. Norman said, people with humility don't think less of themselves. They just think about themselves less.
I love that. You know?
That's
a great way to put it, isn't it? I want to get back into the four trust models, the ABCDs. You went through them real quick in the previous segment. I want to dwell on them a little bit. A stands for able. You demonstrate competence. You're able and you demonstrate competence. Talk to us about that.
Well, that's an important one, which is, you know, do you have the skills to follow through and in terms of what you're being asked to do and all, you know, and so in terms of you're dealing with somebody who, in business, you know. Do they have the ability? Do they have the ability to put out a good product? Do they have a ability to do a good service? Do you trust their competency to do what you're expecting them to do? And that's just so important, you know. And I think
somebody came to me the other day, Ken, and tried to get me to let them do something for me. They were trying to do some business for me, and I knew that they couldn't do what they wanted me to let them do.
Yes.
And so it wasn't like there was a bad person. I just knew that they were not capable of what they thought they were going to do. And so it wasn't that I didn't trust them personally. I didn't trust their ability.
Yes. Well, you know, do you think there's any lack of trust about ability in Washington? And we're not just talking about the president. We're talking about the Congress and Senate and.
Don't get me started, Ken. I want to talk. All right, so ability. First thing you got to be able to do is you got to be able to deliver the goods. That's if you're going to be trustworthy. The next one is believable. Act with integrity. This is one of my favorite. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, there's nothing more important than integrity, really. Which is, you know, are you, you know, sincere? Are you the person that you say you are? You know, and you say, you know, I'm. My door's always open, you know. Just give me a call, and then, you know, you can't ever get them, you know. They got three or four secretaries you got to go through. And so they're just not believable. That's
well,
very
and the integrity thing is so important. I love what Albert Camus said, the Nobel laureate. He said integrity has no need of rules. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that's great, isn't it? Yeah, no, that's perfect. It really is.
And so, my friend Lynn Borella, who's our ethics expert, he says having ethics is being devoted to the unenforceable.
Yes, you know, and it's also I heard it described that, you know, being ethical and high integrity is you will do what is right even when people aren't watching.
Yeah. Yep. You know? That's it. I mean, isn't that the currency of trust?
Yes.
Isn't that the essence of trust?
Yes, I think that's the big picture one, don't you think?
There's no question.
Yes.
There's no question. Because you and I both know that you and I shake hands on a deal and we say, okay, I say, Ken, I'm going to do this. And you say, okay, that's great because I'm going to do this. And we think, all right, I'll do my part. He'll do his part. But what we don't realize is that life happens and there's another part that neither one of us thought was going to happen. And it was going to land. It's going to land in one of our laps. And I have to trust you and you trust me to do the right thing when it lands in one of our laps.
That's right, because, you know, life doesn't always work out exactly as you had planned.
Yeah, so, exactly. I wrote an article once, the title was, "The Color of Ethics is Gray." Uh-huh. It's not black and white. If it were black and white, things would be easier, but it's gray.
Right. What do you do when it's gray? That's where the issue is.
That's exactly right. Ken, hold on to that thought. Where's the book available? Ken, you got a website?
We have a trustworksbook.com, but you can also get it for kenblanchard.com or Amazon or any of those typical
ones. The book is called Trust Works, 4 Keys to Building Lasting Relationships. We're going to be right back, and we'll talk some more with Ken Blanchard. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.